we went a couple of years ago with Andy and Dan, and we didn't get it. And I wouldn't say take a step back or whatever, but I was involved in our minors last year, and it probably gave me a huge grow for the whole thing again. I wouldn't say I fell out of love with the game, but I probably lost a small bit of drive for the game in general, and especially probably county hurling. But the opportunity came up, and we said, look, we'd put our name in the hat again. Probably out of the blue, I suppose, a bit, but and is that they're giving me that massive drive for it again for, I suppose, 15, 16, 17 years. Waterford hurling was an obsession of mine, and now it's back as an obsession again. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm loving it, loving every minute of it, I'll be honest with you. I love coming training. As we're only saying there on Sunday, when you're not training, you're thinking about the next session, you're looking forward to going to meet the lads. Good young lads, brilliant young lads, to be honest with you, 18, 19, 20 years of age, you know, and just how vibrant it is in the dressing room, the different crack in there. And it's an obsession again. I wouldn't say I lost it, but it was probably dwindling a bit over the years after I retired and stuff, and it's definitely back here now, and I'm glad it's back. It's probably something I was missing, I suppose, you know.
The way the championship works, Ken, the top team is qualifying straight for a Munster final, then teams 2 and 3 are going into a semi-final. What targets have you set for this year's provincial campaign?
Well, to be honest, we sat in that room up above there last October, and we targeted, we want wins, we need to win matches, and if we're here after our 4 games that winning a game, we failed, you know, and I'll hold my hands up and say we failed, and I think that's a target for us. I think moral victories have to be forgotten about. When I came along, I suppose, not I came along, or our gang came along back in the late 90s, that's what we had to try and get rid of, moral victories, and try and get Waterford up to a different level. And I just want our lads to try, these young lads now, to try and get some of the feeling that we had of playing these huge matches and winning games and having a bit more respect around their clubs, their counties in the city and stuff, you know. And that's what they want. We need to win games. I said moral victories. I'm not putting everything into this for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months for moral victories. I think if we're looking for that, we're on a loser straight away, you know.